throat now. And it feels like a joke that you were there at all. And it feels like a joke if you were there at all. Whoa, whoa, if it was meant to be, if it was meant to be. Whoa, whoa, if it was meant to be, if it was meant to be.
I love that. WMFO in Medford, 10:07 in the morning. I'm Mike. He's Tom. We just did another 5-song set. Let me tell you about that one. I'll start with the last one. I mean, that one was a killer. When I first was auditioning them during the week, in the middle of it, it kind of felt like it ended, you know, like a false ending or something. But then it just like came back in, and I was like reassuring Tom. It's like, don't worry, it's going to come in big time. I love that. That was a band called Book/Spirit, brand new noise called Meant to Be. Played something by them last week as well. Really liking them a lot. Boston's own Nervous Eaters were just before that. Brand new single called Vampire. Black Box Recorder with a cover came out last year on a record called England Made Me, the 25th anniversary of that band's album. That was a cover of Seasons in the Sun. Who remembers?
I remember that song.
Yeah, but who did it?
I couldn't tell you.
Terry Jacks.
I wouldn't have gotten that.
Yeah, major international superstar Terry Jacks. I don't know. But anyway, everybody knows that song.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a great interpretation by Black Box Recorder. Second song of the set was a band called Girl and Girl from an EP they did last year called Fight Night. That was Strangers. And started off with Beef, Boston's own Beef, a single, brand new noise, Observational Eros. Loved it.
I liked it too. Was that for Clara?
Yeah, right. No need to ask, where's the... Right. Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, but I chose not to say it.
I had to go there.
I know you did. I kind of did. I went there in my mind. I'm sure others did, too. But whatever. All right, at 10:09 in the morning, I've got brand new noise from Frank Turner. This is a real quickie. This is 1 minute and 46 seconds, but it's worth it. It's called Girl from the Record Shop. Brand new noise at WMFO.
Shop. 700 counter in a bright gold top. And every time she looks at me, my heart just stops. I'm in love with the girl from the record shop. I've been in every day, buying so much vinyl. Don't even know my own turntable. Something in her smile makes me so unstable. Oh yeah, I'm in love. Record shop. She's been playing the Supremes and the Four Tops. She still says her favorite record is Everything Sucks. I'm in love with the girl from the record shop. Yeah.
find a home in which to disappear before I lose control. 'Cause everybody knows you smile just like your mom. I never liked her much. She never liked me too. Blame it on the lunch. What's got into you? No, 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 what's got into you?
Hi, this is Paris Hilton. Did you know that women outnumber men in this country, yet we are still not represented or heard in the right way? Education, abortion, gun control, equality in the workplace, healthcare. This year, let's show everyone that chicks rock by getting all chicks to vote. Look around you. You can't ignore these issues when they're all in your face. So take a stand, register, and rock the vote, baby.
Setting off sirens and alarms. The boys all thought she was so pretty. She had that special kind of charm. She'll be the one, she'll be the one, she'll be the one wearing that crown. She'll be the one, she'll be the one, she'll be the one. Up to empty arms. She always had someone to hold her, but love to her was just a yarn. She'll be the one, she'll be the one, she'll be the one wearing that crown. She'll be the one, she'll be the one, she'll be the one. We'll be right back.
WMFO in Medford. How you doing? I'm Mike. And right across from me is Tom Ruprecht. How you doing?
Hey, doing good. Grooving on the tunes.
It's good to see my friend here again, co-hosting and doing some sets of songs. And you're going to do your next one right after I blab about what we just played. So I'm going to do that. Started off with... what was it?
Frank Turner.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, I know how long it was. It was very short, a minute and something. Why can't I see that when I look at
this? Minute 46, you said.
Okay, like a minute and 46 seconds. This is why he's here. Thank you, Tom. Brand new noise from him. It's called Girl from the Record Shop. Short and sweet, but awesome, from Frank Turner. Boston band The Downhalls was next, from 2023's record called Scream Into the Void, that was Spit the Poison Out. Good advice, I would say.
I would agree.
Yep. My friend Christian Montgomery and the Winter Kill Band, they are in Vermont at the moment, but he's just steeped in great Boston lore. He's a great musician. That's from his last record that came out in 2023 called Lower County Outlaw, that was lost in Memphis. Juno Dream, a band from Manchester, UK. Brand new noise from them. They have a record out called Pools of Color. Of course, it's C-O-L-O-U-R, because that's how they do it. Kitchen Sink Drama, like that a lot. And I just ended up with Rick Barton from his latest called Coming Home. That was Crown of Thorns. And Rick, of course, is in Maine, but he's known for a couple things. One of them, he was a founding member and guitarist of The Outlets here in Boston. Also founded a little punk band called Dropkick Murphys as well. So that's brand new from Rick. Love his stuff. All right, going to start off with some stuff from Tom. Let's do what we did before. We'll just sort of talk through them all. Four songs totaling about 20 minutes. First one's from a band called Cry 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 that I really love a lot. This is Cold Missouri Waters. Tell us a bit about that one.
Yeah, so this is actually a cover of a James Keelahan song, and it's about a tragic occurrence that happened in 1949. It was the Man Gulch wildfire in Montana.
Okay.
And unfortunately, a group of firefighters lost their life, but there were some survivors, and this is told from the perspective of the survivor who ended up saving his life, and I believe the lives of two other firefighters by, they were drop firefighters, so they would fly in and then land on the ground and then try to take fire out, and the fire crested over them. And they had to run for their lives. And he ended up sparking a fire in the brush and actually cleared an area. And the fire went over him and he ended up surviving. But it's a very, very haunting song.
Okay.
And that's kind of like the theme of these four songs. For me, they're all they have a haunting quality to them.
Okay. Certainly the next one does. Favorite band of anybody that grew up in the 80s, World Party. We had a crushing loss this past week. Great song of theirs called All Come True.
Yeah. So Carl Wallinger kind of first got on the scene in the Waterboys, if you remember them at all.
Yep.
And then he ended up going his own way. And this is from the first World Party album called Private Revolution. And it's a multi-tracked album. So he played almost all the parts on the album. And when I heard this song, it just it stuck right in my head. And
I saw them when I was a kid in college on Lansdowne Street.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that during that record tour was great.
Yeah, this is the only band of all the people that I picked for today that I didn't get to see live, unfortunately.
Okay.
But yeah, this is of the songs that were on that first album, it was tough to pick one, but this one...
Yeah, it is tough.
On this one.
It is tough. All right. A great favorite of both of ours, Bruce Coburn. Somebody Touched Me.
Yeah. Yeah. Another great multi-instrumentalist and a fantastic songwriter.
Yeah.
Who has a vast catalog of tunes. And this one, again, it's got that kind of haunting quality to it that I think fits in this set.
And certainly this next one that'll end the set, U2, called So Cruel. It's from Achtung Baby, a late career album. What can you tell us about that one?
Well, that might also be my favorite U2 album, believe it or not, which is tough because Joshua Tree is amazing.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not so big on the later career stuff. I've said before that I really haven't listened to them too much, but you know, you do play a lot from that.
Yep.
So I appreciate that.
Yeah, and I particularly like the lyrics in this one. You know, we played Dylan in that first set earlier, yep. And I think Bono really knocks it out of the park on this one.
So. All right. Starting with Cry, Cry, Cry in Cold Missouri Waters. It's Tom's second set of the day at WMFO.
My name is Dodge, then you know that. It's written on the chart there at the foot end of the bed. They think I'm blind, but I can't read it. But I've read it every word, and every word it says is death. So confession, is that the reason that you came? Get it off my chest before I check out of the game. Since you mention it, well, there's 13 things I'll name. 13 crosses high above the cold Missouri waters. August 49, North Montana. The hottest day on record, and the forest tinder dry. Lightning strikes in the mountains. I was crew chief at the jump base. I prepared the boys to fly. Pick the drop zone. C-47 comes in low. Feel the tap upon your leg that tells you go. See the circle of the fire down below. 15 of us dropped above the cold Missouri waters. Gauge the fire, I'd seen bigger. So I ordered them to side hill. We'd fight it from below. We'd have our backs to the river. We'd have it licked by morning, even if we took it slow. But the fire crowned, jumped the valley just ahead. There was no way down, headed for the ridge instead. Too big to fight it, we'd have to fight that slope instead. Flames one step behind above the cold Missouri water. Sky turned red, smoke was boiling. 200 yards to safety, death was 50 yards behind. I don't know why, I just thought it. I struck a match to waist-high grass, running out of time. Tried to tell them, step into this fire. I've said, we can make it. This is the only chance you'll get. But they cursed me, ran for the rocks above instead. I lay face down and prayed above the cold Missouri waters. And when I rose like the phoenix, and that world reduced to ashes, there were none but two survived. I stayed that night, and one day after, carried bodies to the river, wondering how I stayed alive. 13 stations of the cross to mark their fall. I've had my say, I'll confess to nothing more. I'll join them now, those that left me long before. 13 crosses high above the cold Missouri waters. 13 crosses high above the cold Missouri shore. Thank you.
Someone was round here asking questions about someone who looks like you. I said, I don't know where you are. Sounded like he was gonna be back someday. So I told him where you are. She's making
it touched me, making everything new. Somebody touched me, I didn't know what to do. Burned through my life like a bolt from the blue. Somebody touched me, I know. Somebody touched me deep in my bones. Turned a key in the hole, there was somebody home. Some would say that I'm dreaming, but I swear that it's true. Somebody touched me, I know it was you.
Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO, Medford.
Disappeared from me. I give gave you everything you ever wanted. It wasn't what you wanted. The men who love you, you hate the most. They pass right through you like a ghost. They look for you, but your spirit is in the air. Baby, you're nowhere.
It's WMFO Medford wrapping up Tom's second set of the day. We heard just heard U2 wrapping up that set from 2011's Octoon Baby. That was So Cruel. Bruce Coburn just before that from 1991's Nothing But a Burning Light. That was Somebody Touched Me. World Party, 1987's Private Revolution record, All Come True. And Cry, Cry, Cry started us off from 1998's record, title track record, Cry, Cry, Cry. No, what do you call that when it's the...
Eponymous.
Okay. That was Cold Missouri Waters, definitely haunting. Beautiful stuff, Tom. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the opportunity to share it with people.
You're welcome. All right, Kirsten's up next for Something About the Women. Got a couple more songs to play, and this first one's kind of exciting. It's Paul McCartney and Wings from a recently released, you know, kind of a extras album. It's called the Underdubbed Record of Band on the Run, and this one's No Words. Love this song. It's WMFO.
Saturday, stumbling through the city, feeling drunk from all the car fumes and chain smoking ciggies. We are searching for something, not quite sure what it is. We just roll around in the car park, getting high, and then you kiss me on the cheek and run away down a rusty alleyway. I see you and look around, you come back and sit down, and we stumble through the city to arrive late at night. HJ's getting drunk, trying not to get in fights. So we caught the train to Frio at 1:30 a.m. The kebab shops were all closed, but 7-Eleven sold bread. So we head on down to South Beach for a swim, for a feed. Looking in your backpack, find a can of baked beans, and we tear into the tin.
under the intimacy of stars. And I saw your soul, my darling, heard the sounds of passing cars melt into a sweet cacophony, the ocean in my breath. And in that beautiful silence, you got up and left. So I finished all the bread, and I scraped up the beans, and I walked on my own to my house down the street. And I kicked off my shoes as I hopped in a bed, and I thought about you and the things that you said. Tired, and I woke in a sweat, and I called out your name, and I wonder if you're somewhere doing the same, or am I just a self-deprecating obsessive piece of shit? I apologize for my language, sometimes I'm a bit over the top in the morning. When I get out of bed, I am tired, I'm hungry, I'm all out of breath. Once again, I throw down my bag and I grab out the bread that I bought at the markets where I play today. I was begging for money, for someone to stay for a while and just listen to the words of my songs. Tell me I'm worthwhile, that my existence isn't wrong. Make me feel useful, make me glad to be alive. I guess it's no wonder I sing all the time. So I put the bread in the toaster, and I'll turn on the stove. I'll cook rosemary mushrooms with two garlic cloves. I'll get out a couple plates, a couple of knives and forks too. I was eating alone, but I was cooking for two, just in case that you happened to pop on by. Oh, if I had food ready, perhaps you'd stay a while. But I ate and I ate whilst your meal sat there, getting cold, getting sad. And I sat and I stared and I cleaned up the kitchen, put your plate away, covered it all up in glad wrap, just in case that you decide to come over later for dessert and red wine. Could take your meal home, eat it another time. But I realize you are not coming in. I never even invited you. It's probably good you didn't. I probably would have just frightened you. I mean, how can I love somebody if I'm frightened of myself? Need to take some time off, think of my health. I need to go see the dentist and get my teeth fixed. I need to speak to a psychiatrist, get them to pull all the sticks out from my eyes and my ears, all the bugs in my brain. Need to take some time off to feel like myself.
WMFO in Medford. This is Mike. That was not me in on harmonica, but I wish it were. But geez, what a beautiful track that was. That was a short set. Ended with something I'm going to dedicate to Tom's sister, Rosemary. That was called Rosemary Mushrooms. And it's a single that came out in 2019. It's by Jack Davies and the Bush Chucks. It just got me. Such a beautiful little track there.
Yeah, great tune.
Yeah, and I start off with one of my favorites from Paul McCartney and his Wings, a re-release of the 1973 record Band on the Run. It's called the Underdubbed Record, and that was no words, so it was just like one of their first takes without like dubbing everything on top of it. It's really beautiful as well. So I really like that set.
A nice little snapshot in time.
Yeah, sometimes less is more. All right, Tom, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. Yeah, did you have fun? Lie to me.
I did.
All right.
No, if I have to lie, this was horrible.
Oh, okay, that's good. Like it. All right, 10:59 in the morning. It means we've got about, 10 seconds left until something about the women. And who's it going to be today?
Moi. Kirsten.
Yeah. Kirsten, hi.
Good morning. Good morning.
So you like walked in and I said, hi, Kirsten. You walked over and accused me of not saying hi.
Yes. Well, it wasn't a proper eye contact.